This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 5. And today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 to 51. It says there, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." End of quote. Three Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, record a unique and marvelous incident happened at the moment of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. The event is the curtain of the temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. In the temple, a very high and thick veil or curtain separated the most holy place from the other parts of the temple. The mercy seat was in the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. There was a presence where God dwelt. Only the high priest was allowed to go into the Holy of Holies, and that is only once in a year. The high priest went to the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, once in a year for the atonement of all of the people of Israel's sin. That day is called the Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. The high priest used to enter the holy place with animal bloods to sprinkle on the front of the mercy seat for the forgiveness, for the atonement of the nations and people's sin. The curtain or the veil was about 70 feet high and 4 inches in thickness. The Bible says the veil was fashioned from blue, purple, and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. This very high and thick curtain was torn in two, not from the bottom up or sidewise. It was torn from top to bottom. Bible says in Hebrews 10:19, "We have the confidence now to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body." End of quote. Dearly beloved, the curtain in front of the Holy of Holies separated people from God. Only the high priest could go in after much preparation for several days and only with the blood of the bull in his hand to atone for the sins of the people. The curtain torn from top to bottom had any significance? Yes, a lot of significance. Much more than you ever imagined. Because Jesus died and paid for our sins with his divine and sinless blood, no more sacrifices and efforts needed to atone for our sins. Jesus paid it all. 70 feet tall and 4 inch thick curtain torn not by human hands, but by God himself. God says now, "Come to me as you are." He says, no matter what you have done or where have you been, come close to me, I will come close to you. God says, "I will save you and forgive you because of my eternal Son, Jesus Christ, paid for all of your sins." No more sacrifices required. No more atonement for our sins and mistakes needed. Jesus says, and it is recorded in Matthew 11:28-29, "Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And he said, "You will find rest for your souls." End of quote. Beloved, are you still trying to please God by your works? You see, your sin-tainted works can never save you. It can never give you rest to your souls. However, God calls you to come to his Son, Jesus Christ, who paid all your sins by his divine and sinless blood. You can have peace with God. You can get rest for your souls. You get forgiveness for all of your sins. God accepts you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You can get eternal life in heaven at the moment of your death. Friend, be not afraid. Come as you are. Tell all to Jesus, because he knows all about it anyway, but still loves you with an eternal and everlasting love. In short, all your blessings are wrapped in an indescribable gift called the Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Savior of the whole world. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe the new way was opened for me to come to you through the curtain which is the body of Jesus Christ. I believe I don't need to do any more sacrifices or any efforts to get your acceptance. I can freely come to you. The blood of Christ paid it all. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Lord, I turn from my old sinful life and repent of my sins, and now I ask your forgiveness. Please save me and grant me rest to my soul. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.